people's everlasting light. O Christ, Redeemer of us all, we pray you hear us when we call. Hosanna. People's everlasting light. O Christ, Redeemer of us all, we pray you'd hear us when we call.
We're going to try to do a lot this morning in the next chunk of time. We'd like to share a few more songs. Thank you, Rachel, for being here, and Jackson. And I titled my sermon, Sharing Time, Complete Joy. And it seemed appropriate. I'm just going to reread. Thank you so much, Sadie, for assigning the passage. There's something about putting the text in our hands that works on a lot of different levels. It's really beautiful. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, consider others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with each other, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. I have not really been looking forward to this sermon, to be honest. And that's weird for me in preaching at Zion. Because I always look forward to being here. Since I was invited to consider this role, I've been excited to be here every time. It's just so good to be here in this place. I don't really know that I knew exactly what we were getting into. This isn't supposed to be a history lesson, but it was in the middle of COVID and I was in my backyard. I don't think I had really been inside of a church more than once or twice at that point. And I got a phone call about serving as a part of a team with Clay and with Lori and with Sarah. And it was just so exciting because I could sense what God was already doing at Zion and what God had been doing leading up to that point. And then the last 2 years since then have been full of joy for me. Full of joy in bearing witness to who God is and who this community is. If this, what's the name of the theme for Advent this time? It's turning towards Jesus. People moving towards Jesus. People moving towards Jesus. I've been able to witness with my own eyes and with my own ears and with my own body, the way that this congregation embodies the good news. And I think it was so appropriate that Sadie was signing this morning, putting the text on her hands and on her body. Right? That's what the story of Christmas is all about. It's the incarnation. It's about a love that doesn't just live in our heads, but is lived out in how we move as people, in how we talk and in how we treat, the ways that we act in protest against injustice and against violence and against evil, in the ways that we bear witness to the good news and the light and the love of Jesus Christ. And for me, Sarah and I talk, I don't know if you know this or not, but Sarah and I meet every week before I preach for the last 2 years. We meet and we spend time on the phone or in person or video chat, usually video chatting. And she told me the theme and I said, oh, I would love to be able to say this, that this congregation has embodied the love of Jesus Christ to me and to others in really beautiful ways, and I have complete joy for having been able to bear witness, to stand and watch and be a part of what that's meant. So for me, it's like, it's a little bit sad to say that this is my last Sunday. So what do you do when you feel sad? You bring friends and play music. Because it's what you do. I'm not leaving for no reason. I think that would feel even worse. I'm leaving because my work with Soil and Seed Project, which is a ministry of Virginia Mennonite Missions, has just grown and grown and grown. And that's what we have to do. And it was really hard to be able to say that. I told Sarah when we were meeting, I just tried like every angle of trying to figure out how to stay at Zion for the next 5 or 10 or 15 years together. Because I really wanted to. So I'm going to give you like a really quick update as to what we're doing with Soil and Seed Project, and then we'll sing a few songs, and that'll be good. Does that sound good to everyone? Okay, great. Everyone take a deep breath. Okay. I'm going to try to say this as succinctly. They always say you're supposed to be able to say it on an elevator. Like, you know what I mean? It's like in like 2 minutes. I'm not very good at that. You know that after 2 years of hearing me preach. So Soil and Seed Project has been a resource that has created, it's been a ministry that's created resources and sent them out primarily, and you know that. And over the last 2 years, we've sent out many, many resources to many different places. I got a message this last week from a woman who said she really enjoyed, she sent me her Spotify Wrapped, which is like all the music you've listened to on Spotify in the last year, and she had listened to like 14,000 minutes of Soil and Seed Project with her kids. And she said, I didn't realize how much we listened to the project. And I messaged her back and I said, oh, if you want us to send you a physical copy, let me know. And she said, actually, you used to send us physical copies when we were working in Oklahoma, but now we live in Zambia. They're doctors. And they go and they work in Zambia. And eventually they said, we're moving back to Charlottesville in a year and a half. And we really are excited to be able to come to Soil and Seed concerts. And I said, wow, talk about things that I'm not going to do in the next 10 years. Work as a doctor in Zambia. Like, the reality is, like, I have no skills. I have none of the prerequisite skills for doing that work. You know what I have? I can write music and I can coordinate a team. And I can help see what God is doing and build bridges between communities. That's what I can do, right? And the ways that like we are uniquely gifted as the church to join in God's work is beautiful, because I don't need to go to Zambia and be a doctor. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not, but she can, right? And the places that God has already put us. So Soil and Seed is about getting in touch with the gospel and the word and the good news of Jesus Christ, and allowing it to take root in our hearts so that it can bear fruit wherever we are. Over the next 4 years, we're going to start lots of ways of not just sending out resources, but also gathering people together so that we can spend time in scripture, we can spend time in community, and we can follow Jesus together. So that's going to be a concert series at the Heritage Center. That's going to be a big, huge weekend at Highland Retreat next October, and then every October after that. More information to come. That's going to be small group clusters for church leaders and for parents who are trying to figure out how to form faith in their homes and around their tables and in their church communities. And that's going to be a lot of other really cool music and little liturgy collaborations that we're doing. So that's my update. The grant that we got that people know about covered, this is not the right size piece of paper, but I only have really one good way to talk about this, so bear with me. The grant that we got covers 3/4 of the funding that we need over the next 4 years, but we still have to fundraise 1/4 of the amount of what's needed. And what's exciting about that is it allows us as a community to join in the work that God's doing. And there's, Zion, there's a lot of people here who support us regularly, and Zion as a church community supports us. And we just want to say, I just want to say thank you for being partners. In the same way that I can't go to Zambia and be a medical doctor over the next 10 years, many of you have told me, like, I don't know how you come up with all those songs. Many of you have said that to me over the time. And the good news is that we don't have to be each other. We can be ourselves uniquely equipped and gifted to do the work that's in front of us. So I'm going to keep working with Soil and Sea Project, and you keep being the church at Zion that bears witness in the beautiful ways that you are. And thank you for partnering with us in that work. Is that enough of an update, Sarah? Okay, thank you. Okay, I practiced, but that was way longer than I meant to talk. Okay, let's play a few songs. Is that okay? Yeah, okay, great. And then I'll share one more thing after we play music. Okay.
Speak of peace, so says our God. Comfort those who sit in darkness, groaning from their sorrows, Lord. Speak to all Jerusalem of the peace. Withers. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand.
Yeah. We're just going to do one more, this is thank you, Rachel. This is Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verses 3 through 5. Not all is well in the world, right? Like, not all is well in our souls. I don't know. We're going to sing that this afternoon. It is well with my soul, aren't we? I keep switching my services in my brain. Like, not all is well. My soul is troubled and weighed down. And the good news is that, like, Jesus invites us to come as we are weary and heavy laden. There's a theologian who's named Howard Thurman, who is, he's passed. I think he was born 125 years ago, or 130 years ago. And he said the good news has to be the good news for people whose backs are up against the wall. And whether that's in grief or injustice or in violence or whatever, all the other things. Longing for God to put things right is what it means to hunger and thirst for righteousness. And I know that a lot of us are hurting, and we're going to walk together through it. And I know that for me, I felt guilty sometimes getting paid for this job. because of the pastoral care that I've received from this congregation over the last, not just the last 4 months, but the last 2 years. The ways that you have cared for us and our family through meals, ridiculous numbers of meals. Like, it's really unfair to anyone else who pastors. They shouldn't know how many meals you've given us. You've just been so, and to Lori and to Sarah, in case I don't have a chance to say it, and to Clay, I've just really loved being a part of a team with you guys. You are unbelievable pastors, and it is hard work. Where's Lori? There you are. It is hard work to be a pastor. We were in Pennsylvania playing at Stumptown Mennonite Church, and whenever I realized that he was the pastor, I said, thank you so much for being a local pastor. It is hard work, and you guys are amazing. I love working with you, Lori and Sarah. Thank you so much. I think that this is a prayer, this passage. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley will be lifted up and every mountain will be made low, and the uneven ground will become level and the rough places a plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. May it be so. What key is this in, Jackson? I got so tied up in that little speech, that sermon. G? Okay. That's the last one.